Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
I totally understand how he feels from the anatomical and physiological point of view when the nail went through his body and he was hanged on the cross. He loved us so much. Amen. The message that I would like to share with you today in this Resurrection Month, and I would like to encourage all of you to bring friends because we're going to emphasize on the cross and the resurrection, what Jesus did for us. I would like to read the scripture from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 14. I would not be able to finish this message today. We'll continue on the Resurrection Sunday. Because by one sacrifice, he, meaning Jesus, has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ revolves around a unique historical event that is crucifixion and resurrection, which is a very unique situation that you just saw in the movie a while ago. And the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was done in order to make everybody who put that trust in him and have faith in him perfect. You notice that the scriptures say perfect forever. Definitely, when we all get to heaven, we will be perfect. We'll have no sickness, disease, tears, no more death, no more suffering in heaven. Perfect. But eternal life or abundant life doesn't start in heaven. It starts now when you accept Jesus Christ into your life. He has done something for us so that we can move from glory to glory to glory into the perfection of Christ. Our life is going to get better as time goes by, as we walk by faith and learn how to appropriate or how to receive what Jesus has done for us. This is the message of faith. And if you believe and you receive by faith, it will happen to your life. Like what I share about that gentleman or that elder of another church in Thailand, that he received all the blessing in his life because he believed in what Jesus did for him. In other words, if I want to say in a simple way from Hebrews chapter 10, 14, what God tried to tell us is this: every need of human being is met by Jesus' sacrifice. Every single need of your life. No matter what background you have, no matter what problem you are facing right now, every need in your life is met by the sacrificial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, God say, "And my God will meet all your needs." Everyone say all. It's not only certain part, it's not only some needs, but all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God gave us one solution, all sufficient solution. Not education, not money, not position, not a job, not human being. That solution is through the sacrificial work or death of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what need you have that burden you right now, no matter what background you come from, some of you may come from Vietnam, some of you from Korea, some of you may come from, you know, Eastern Washington or East Coast, no matter what nationality and background you have, Jesus can meet all of your needs if you have faith in him. But before we go into what kind of thing he did for us, I want to mention to you the universal problem of mankind. And this problem is the root of all the things that will produce all the problem in mankind right now. And that's what Jesus came to die for. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of all. This is the basic universal problem of humanity. No matter what language you speak, no matter what kind of condition or background you come from or education you have, one of the main universal problem or root problem is we have gone our own way, or we rebelled against God, or we do our own things and we don't want to obey God. Definitely, you may say, oh, sin means murder, adultery, theft, lying, cheating, jealousy, pride. But all these sins that we talk about come from one root. That is, I go my own way. I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to do my own things. I don't care what God says. And the Hebrew language for this word is Avon. A-V-O-N. Avon. Avon is translated into English two ways. Number one, iniquity or transgressions or rebellion. You notice that you don't need to teach kids to be rebellious. They know how to rebel. They know how to lie. They know how to cheat. They know how to pull the toy from their own brothers and steal away and run away. Because every human being knows how to rebel. Avon, rebellion or iniquity. But the word Avon also means the punishment or the consequences, the negative or evil consequences of sin or rebellion. Genesis chapter 4, verse 13, when Cain was punished by God, Cain said like this, my punishment is greater than what I can bear. The word punishment that Cain said is the same word, Avon. So sin always comes with the negative or evil consequences. We have to pay for that sin. In Leviticus chapter 16, verse 22, the goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. In the Old Testament, before Jesus came, God gave the law of Moses that a sinner must confess the sin onto a scapegoat or animal. And then the goat have to pay for the penalty of that sin by being released into the wilderness or being killed. Avon means iniquity and also the punishment of sin. In Lamentation chapter 4, verse 6 and 22, the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of sin of Sodom. The word punishment of the iniquity comes from the same Hebrew language, Avon. So Avon means the punishment of iniquity. The Lord Jesus Christ has done something for us in this area. We all deserve the evil consequences of our sin. That's why all over the world you see sickness, poverty, failure, broken relationship, divorce, kids going to the wrong way, car accidents. Actually, 2 days ago, I saw a patient who has the curse of cancer. Her mom, I think, died of some kind of cancer. I don't remember the detail. The auntie have cancer. She now have cancer. And another sister died of cancer. So you can see that all these curses or the problems come into the humanity because of sin. And God wanted to break that. God wants to really live a successful and blessed life. Jesus died on the cross in order to get rid of all these evil consequences. But in order to do that, he need to be a perfect person and never sin. Jesus never sinned. If you study the life of Jesus in the book of Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, you notice that Jesus never sinned. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 9, and they made his grave with the wicked. He means Jesus. This is a prophecy 700 years before Jesus Christ was born. They make his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. The Bible says that Jesus never lied, never sinned, never make any mistake. He's a perfect sacrificial lamb. He is a perfect person to die and to pay for our sin. In other words, he was a sinless man. He was perfect. He was a perfect God and a perfect man. And he endured and he identified with our sin on the cross and endured all the evil consequences of our sin on the cross. He paid for us so that we might in return receive all the blessing due to him. Jesus was the most obedient man. He is God, but in the human form, in the human body. As a man, he never sinned, and he deserved all the blessing that God has for him, the Father has for him. All the blessing should be given to him. But what happened on the cross? On the cross that day, Jesus endured every kind of evil consequence that due to us, or all of you and me, because of our iniquities or our sin. And in return, he offered to us the blessings that he deserved to receive by his grace. Let me repeat one more time. He get all the evil things that we deserve because of our iniquities and transgression and rebellion. And then he offered to us all the blessings that he should receive. Is that unreasonable exchange? Very unreasonable exchange. We don't deserve the good things because we sin against God. But he received all the bad things into him and then give all the good things to us. Why God has to do that way? Because God's character has never changed. He's a God who is full of love. And he's a God who is full of justice. And I cannot give you reasonable explanation why, logical explanation why he did that to us. The only thing I can explain is that he's a just God. Because of his justice, when we make mistake, we need to pay for that penalty. Is that right? That's why when I drive on the freeway and on Island Crestway, I keep watching the speed limit. Because I know if I go beyond 35 miles an hour on Island Crestway, the police officer hiding somewhere gonna come to me and give me the ticket. Because I break the law and I deserve the ticket. Is that right? Are you watching your speed limit when you drive on the... I want to warn you that there's a lot of police officers around here, okay? On Island Crestway. Oh, man. So we need to know that by justice, we deserve the punishment. But by the love of God, he doesn't want us to be punished at all. He wants us to be blessed. I can identify how God feels because I have 3 kids. And no matter how many times my kids make mistakes, I still want to bless them. I still want to see them successful and do well and prosper. I don't want them to be sick. I don't want them to be in failure and poor and have no money to use. I want them to be blessed as the heart of the dad. Is that right? The same thing with God. He loves us. He wants us to be blessed. But at the same time, he is just. Our mistake need to be paid. We need to pay for our mistake. What did he do? He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to get all the evil consequences that we should have received. And then he offered to us the blessing. Are you glad that you believe in this kind of God? He is a good God. Amen. Amen. And this is done purely by his grace. And we receive this by faith. Let me repeat one more time. He did this by his grace. And we receive it by faith. Amen. There's no logical explanation of why he did this to us. And I want to say one more thing. None of us has done anything enough to deserve this at all. And I want to say one more thing. No one in this room and all over the world can do anything enough to receive this blessing. It's by his grace only and received by faith only. Amen. We cannot do anything enough. In fact, the Bible even says our righteousness is like a filthy rag in the eyes of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I mentioned to a student on last Friday. She told me that I want to be a good Christian. I want to be a, you know, committed Christian. I said, it's good. But I want to tell you one fact. You can make decision, but you cannot do it by yourself. You need the grace of God. Only the Holy Spirit can help you to be what you want to be. It's by His grace and received by faith. Amen. So from today on, I would like to share about what kind of things that He has done for us. Everyone say, every need is met. So what I mentioned in the next, this Sunday and next Sunday will be just example of what He did for us. Let me repeat one more time. The evil came upon Jesus and the good came upon us. The first thing I want to read from Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5. Surely He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we consider Him stricken by God, smitten by Him and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed. This scripture is a prophecy 700 years before Jesus Christ came into the world, that He did two things for us. One part is spiritual. Another part is physical. Then when God meet our need, He meet everything. He meet spiritual need, physical need, emotional need, financial need, everything. This scripture talk about spiritual need. If you notice, Jesus Christ bore our grief and sorrow, bore our infirmities and our pains. And that is the punishment of sin. So in other words, He was punished so that we might be forgiven. Amen. The word forgiveness is not found much in other religions. Before I became a Christian, I believed in another religion. And I remember what I was taught is that when I kill one chicken, I have to be born to be chicken again 100 times. No forgiveness. I have to pay it. But thank God, Jesus received that grief, that punishment on His body, so that we might be forgiven. So in the eyes of God, when we come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I surrender to You. I have faith in You. Right away, the forgiveness of God come upon our life. Spiritually, we are forgiven. Amen. And because of that forgiveness of God, we can start to have peace with God. I noticed one thing. A lot of problems in the world come from lack of relationship with God. People don't have peace with God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember 26, 27 years ago when I accepted Jesus Christ into my life, I feel peace right away. The burden on my shoulder, on my chest was lifted up. All the sins that I committed, and not only in the past, but in the future, I feel forgiven. I feel that God forgive me. Now I can talk to God. Now I know God loved me. Now I know the Father of Heaven loved me and He will listen to me. I'm not guilty anymore. God forgive me. I may make mistake, but He always forgive me because He's a good God. Because Jesus Christ received that punishment for me that I might be forgiven. That is the spiritual side of this scripture. But on the physical side, God loves us so much. He wants to bless us in every aspect of life. On the other side, the Bible says, by His stripes, you are healed. Amen. On the physical side, we can expect healing from God, physical healing. Amen. On the physical side, we can expect to live in divine health. Healing and good health is the perfect will of God. We're still living in the world and we still fight with sickness. In fact, many times when I start to get sick, like have a cold or coughing or sore throat, I exercise this scripture right away. I say, God, I know You don't lie. I know You have done for me already. Right now, I believe that I give this sore throat to You on the cross. I hand it to Him in my spirit. And I receive the healing. He said, by His stripes I am healed. I received the healing. And I tell you, the sore throat went away within 24 hours. I rarely have to take antibiotic because I exercise faith, and that's how that man did. He said, prostate cancer, I gave to Jesus. And I received divine help from him. And this is done by faith. I think it's the level of faith you have. I told Pastor Da and another pastor yesterday that after I went to the revival service in Thailand, one thing that really changed me is I have more faith since I came back. I don't know why. I just have faith. I just have confidence that I don't need to worry about anything. God is taking care. God knows what is the best for my life. I just trust God. I have faith that good things are going to happen. This is something spiritual. You cannot even get it by your own. Try to work it out. It's God give you faith, the faith of God. I want you to have the faith of God. Amen. Have faith that God can heal you. God can heal people around you when you lay hand on them. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Amen. Exercise your faith. Believe that you are forgiven and believe that God can heal you. He has healed you already. You just receive by faith. I remember one time a Japanese student came to our church. She left to Japan already. And she came to my home and she said, oh, I have back pain for 1 week. It's so bad. So I asked her to sit down on the floor and ask her, could you close your eyes and think this way right now that you give this back pain to Jesus on the cross? And you stretch out your hand of faith and receive the healing. She did. When she opened her eyes, the back pain went away. At that second, the back pain went away completely. Because she believed in the scripture that Jesus was wounded for her healing. She was healed by God, by faith. Amen. I don't mind you exercise this. I believe that I will not lose my practice. I still have a lot of patience because a lot of people out there don't believe in what I say here. In fact, if I mention this to some of my patients, they will laugh at me and they say, are you crazy? But in fact, sometimes I really want to shake their head and say, could you believe this? Because the sickness you have, I as a doctor cannot help you that much. I can cut on you. I can take things out of you. I can cut the tumor out of you. But the tumor cannot be healed by the doctor. It has to be healed by God. Radiation is not the answer. Only Jesus is the answer for every need in our life. Amen. So I believe I and my wife will live a long life in good health until we get old. And we just sit on the chair and the Lord just take us away without heart attack, heart disease, back pain, anything. We can enjoy our life to the end. Amen. Because we believe in this scripture. The second one, let me share the second one. In Isaiah 53 verse 10, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him, mean Jesus, and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offerings and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross as a sin offering. In the Old Testament, the law of Moses, before Jesus came into the world, the Jewish people have to come to an animal like maybe goat, sheep, or bull, or birds, or whatever, and they'll confess their sin into that animal. And then the priest will lay hand on the animal to impart the sin of those people into the animal and then kill the animal. That animal became a sacrificial offering, which represent or is a foreshadow of the Lord Jesus Christ who will once for all die for us, receive the sin of the mankind, the whole world, the sin of the whole world came into Jesus on that day on the cross. Not only for American people, not only for Chinese people, but for all the people over the world. Amen. All the sin came upon him as a sacrificial lamb on the cross. And that sin was put on him that day. Your sin and my sin was put on him. He became sin with our sinfulness so that we might receive the righteousness of God. When I started the church, I was corrected by a brother. I call people in the church sinners. And a brother came to me and said, no, they are not sinners. They are righteous. You know why? Because you received Christ. Your sin have been forgiven. Your sin have been put on the cross, on the body of Jesus Christ. And now you have the righteousness of God. So you are the saints. Everyone turn to each other and say, you are the saints. Saints mean righteous people. You are the saints. You are the righteous people. Amen. Hi, Saint Kyla. Hi, Saint Odessa. Hi, Saint Jason. How are you doing? All the saints, because we have the exchange here. The sinfulness of our life was put on Jesus, and then we received the righteousness of God. When I talk about righteousness of God, I'm not talking about your righteousness. Your righteousness is like a filthy rag. We're talking about righteousness of God that never knows sin. God never knows sin. God never sinned at all. It's a perfect sin. His righteousness is higher than our righteousness, as like the heaven is higher than the earth. It's a perfect righteousness. And He clothed us. He put on us His righteousness. So you walk around as a righteous person. Because your sin have been put on Jesus. And now you are righteous. Amen? You have the righteousness of God by faith. So we learned today three things. Jesus was punished so that we will receive the forgiveness of God and have peace with God. It's so important to have peace with God. I just went to Thailand and visited my dad. He's 90 years old. And I tell you, when I live in his house, I have to have peace with him. Otherwise, I'm in trouble. No, he likes to preach to me. You know, I'm here, I'm preaching. But when I sit in his home, he's preaching to me. Preach, yes, I didn't argue. He's 90 years old. I want to make him happy. I want to have peace with my dad, 90 years old. Amen. And at the end of my visit, he gave me inheritance. Big money. He gave me a big property and I'm going to sell it and get money. Because I have peace with my dad. Without peace, I will not get that inheritance. The same thing, I have peace with God. This is a true story. He gave me inheritance this time, this trip. Amen. Before he died. Amen. Peace with God. Number two, Jesus was wounded so that we can live a healthy life. And number three, He became sinful by our sinfulness so that we can have the righteousness of God and we can become the saints. Amen? Are you glad what Jesus did for us? Two Sundays from now, we're going to learn more. I don't know if I can finish the whole thing or not. If I don't finish, I can continue later on. I want you to learn the whole things about what Jesus did for us. What exchange happened? Everyone say, by His grace. By His grace. Everyone say, by faith. By faith. Okay? He gave us by grace. And we receive by faith. But in order to receive this, the first step, you need to believe in Jesus. You need to believe that He's the Son of God, you're a sinner, and He died for you, and He wants to bless you. How many in this room want to have that kind of life? The life that all the bad things go away and the good things come to you. Raise your hand up if you want to have that. Amen. Amen. Why don't we all stand up and reach our hand to God? I'm going to lead you in prayer to, first of all, confess that Jesus is your Savior and Lord. Amen. And invite Him to come in. And then we start to give all the bad things to Him and receive the good things. Lift our hand. Father in heaven, I admit, Lord, that I have iniquities, transgressions, and rebellion. Lord, I don't want the punishment, the evil consequences of my sin. Today, I want to give all this to You. The iniquities. Lord, I believe Jesus is the Son of the living God. He died on the cross to pay for my sin. Jesus, come into my life. And I believe, Lord, by your grace, you are punished. I am forgiven now. I have peace with God now. And I believe, Father, that He was wounded, that I am healed. From today on, sickness cannot be in my body, in my mind, in my emotion. I can be healed by the power of the cross. Oh Lord, you receive my sinfulness on the cross. Now I receive the righteousness of God by faith. Right now, in Jesus' name, my name is recorded in the book of life. And from today on, I live an abundant life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's give the mighty hand of praise to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.